This week, President Obama announced that Chrysler will receive $6 billion in additional government aid if it can work out an alliance with Fiat. This deal would allow the Italian auto manufacturer to trade its small car technology in exchange for a major stake in the struggling U.S. automaker. But Fiat, a company that came close to bankruptcy itself just a few years ago, has never been considered a particularly reliable car this side of the Atlantic. In fact, when it pulled out of U.S. markets in 1987, critics would often joke that Fiat was an acronym for Fix It Again, Tony. Italian author and journalist Beppe Severgnini has long studied and commented on the strengths, the weaknesses, and the quirks of both Italy and the U.S. He's a well-known columnist and radio and TV host in Italy, and he joins us from Milan. Beppe, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Actually, I owned a few Fiat Italian. I had at least four or five in my lifetime.
And what about that Fix It Again, Tony joke?
Well, Fiat got its act together. You're right. I mean, it used to be a bit of a joke. They tried to invest into insurance and then airplanes. But then a few years ago, they decided that what they could do well was cars. And what they do extremely well now is small cars that are absolutely reliable, fuel efficient. That's why people start buying it. I mean, the day before yesterday, the Fiat stock went up 27% in Italy. It's unbelievable.
So are Italians proud of this proposed deal?
Well, Italians are relieved. I don't think no one is proud of anything anymore, anywhere, because we're all too worried. But, you know, Ford has been always more than a car in the U.S., so Fiat was more than an industry producing car in Italy. The owner of Fiat, Agnelli, the late Gianni Agnelli, was like the unofficial king of Italy.
Yeah.
He acted, spoke, and was referred as a king. In fact, one of the problems with Fiat that the Italian media never criticized Fiat. And that was a mistake. Fiat was allowed to build the wrong cars back in maybe the 80s. But now it's open. People talk about Fiat. They criticize. And cars are actually so much better. And they look better, which is important.
This was the guy, the head of Fiat, who was the famous international playboy?
Yes, Gianni Agnelli, but he's not like that anymore. The new boss of Fiat, Sergio Marchionne, he comes from Toronto, Canada, and is very much an American manager in many ways, but I don't think he did the mistakes that quite a few of his American colleagues did in Detroit.
Help us understand what Fiat means to Italy and to Italian history.
Well, you look at Italy, you think of Fiat. Take the Cinquecento. The Cinquecento is as old as I am. I was born in 1957, and a lot of Italian learned to drive with a Fiat Cinquecento of my generation, learned to make love in a Fiat Cinquecento, which was a little uncomfortable. But so Fiat Cinquecento, in a way, epitomized the Italian economic boom. The Fiat Cinquecento became all of that.
You averred to this. I have been told that Fiat transformed Italian romance.
Yes, it is true. All of a sudden, people had a kind of a little place to stay. Young couples had not a house of their own. They couldn't afford a hotel. We don't have motels as you do. So what you have is a small Fiat Cinquecento. In fact, I think it's something you could do only when you are probably in your early 20s. Sex into a Cinquecento is like a more an Olympic gymnastic. People have very exciting memories of their little Fiat.
Of course, the Italians always do well in the gymnastics at the Olympics, don't they?
Well, they actually do better inside the Fiat Cinquecento. They used to. Now, as you know, times have changed and people are lazier, and you can pull down your seats. At the time, you couldn't. That's why it's a bit difficult. But it is true that it's something sentimental and romantic. Yeah, why not sexual about the small Fiats? Parents keep telling their children, they don't go into details, but they tell their children, you know, oh, your mother and me and I, we had a great time in the Fiat Cinquecento, and my generation, we imagine the rest.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Beppe Severgnini is a radio, TV host, and columnist, and the author of the book, Ciao America, an Italian Discovers the U.S., speaking from Milan.